emotional labor.
Emotional labor.
Emotional labor, baby.
Fucked your mom.
What?
And she's a
mom. Ow. What? Yeah. What do you mean by that? I don't know where you're getting that implication.
I fucked your mom and she's a muggle. Mm-hmm. It's like insult to injury.
It's a muggle artifact.
Yeah.
It's very objective, right?
Damn.
Okay, that's all recorded. Just a second.
God. I'm about to get canceled.
It just sounds like you said it. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody on Twitter.
Just said that.
I probably have it screenshotted somewhere. But someone posted a tweet with a picture of Tony Soprano and was like, just a reminder that Tony Soprano is racist, homophobic, sexist, blah, 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 blah. And then somebody like retweeted it and was like, mom, come pick me up. They're trying to cancel Tony Soprano.
Just so you know, Tony Soprano is actually really problematic.
Just so you know. And it's like, yeah, no, hey, I totally watched the show.
But Judas actually betrayed Jesus. So he's very problematic.
You shouldn't even read the Bible, actually.
For that reason. Yeah. Trigger warning, betrayal.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning, betrayal, trauma. You want to hear my schedule? From middle school.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Monday.
A day, B day.
Heroes. Tuesday. House. Wednesday.
Oh, your TV schedule.
Write in. Uh-huh. As in, I was doing it. This isn't during National Novel Writing Month, so I was writing.
Oh, true.
That was also November. When I first started my first podcast was in middle school.
Oh, true?
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
On Harry Potter.
Cool.
It was a Harry Potter podcast. Mm-hmm. Duh.
What did you called it a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You were listening to Oh, Yeah, Dude. Duh, duh, duh. No, no. Because I was thinking about how, no, I didn't know what a podcast was until
like 5 years ago.
College. But I was listening to radio shows. Like,
yeah,
you know
I was
what I
not
mean?
Listening to radio
I was listening
shows.
To radio we shows for a long time. Storytelling on did radio. Me that, and Abby and Courtney made our own quote unquote, well, we made radio shows. We would record ourselves on cassette tapes with microphones and like. Make up stories on the radio, but I didn't listen to the podcast till later.
Do you want to hear a list of original characters from my novel?
Yeah.
That I was writing. This is from October 25th, 2006. That's very dark-sided because it's also my ex's birthday. That's Mark's birthday.
Whoa.
Redacted's birthday. Redacted. Whatever. Mark. Yeah, good luck finding him. Mark.
Good luck.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find him with his friends, Matthew, Luke, and John.
Please. Trigger warning, betrayal.
Okay, here's these original characters who would be much easier to find on Google if you had dated them.
Oh.
Eris Thame.
True.
Zeke Quinn.
Zeke.
Psyche.
Psyche.
Lori. Jam uh-huh. Wood, that's a great name.
Psych Lori, you took that straight from House. Jam Wood
literally,
is.
Literally, yeah.
Jam Wood is.
Jam Wood's a great name.
Jam Wood is a
I'm
great
I'm a fan
name.
Of this one. Shox Phantom, spelled S H O X F A N T O M.
Oh, that's fun. Shox Phantom. Spelled like that is sick.
Shox.
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 Are these adult actor names?
No, these are my characters that I created as a child, Greg. As a child, Gregory.
That aside, those are great names. What was that?
Jamwood.
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 Shox Phantom.
For D&D.
Shox Phantom.
You got all these NPC names right here.
That sounds like a...
Shox Phantom.
A vampire.
He's a phantom. Dentist.
Yeah.
Shox Phantom.
Or like...
Young Shox Phantom. He was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine designed to view a world unseen.
Jamwood. Like a candle in the ashtray.
The next name is not as creative. It's just the lady.
The lady.
Eret. Nikki Ray. That's just probably somebody I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Kelly Rue. That's a great name. She sounds fun. She sounds mm-hmm. psycho. Jenna Kelly Rue. Imagine. Jenna Kelly Rue. She's three crazy women.
Oh, a little bit, literally. Wait, true.
Jenna Kelly Rue. Zooli Black. I like that.
Zooli.
Z-O-O-L-I-E. Zooli Black. That's a great name.
That's someone's cat's name.
Zooli.
Like. Zooli.
Zooli.
Yeah, but I'm like, who?
Quirk. The name.
Classic.
Classic. And Headphones Guy.
Quirk is a new non-binary name. For sure.
What do you mean new?
I mean, I haven't met
non-binaries have been around forever.
I know, true.
They've been calling themselves quirks since at least 2007.
This is what I'm saying. I haven't met a quirk yet. I'm like, I'm predicting it's to trend upward, is what I'm saying. But wait, Jamwood really is so like, I had such a, it's like a, it literally in D&D would be like to me a hippie guy playing.
Yeah, wait, who's your? Because the reason I have this list instrument is because I did a meme,
a druid
thing
or something,
where it's like you list 12 characters, and then there's a bunch of questions that are like, who would be a better college professor, number 6 or number 3? Uh-huh. Like, do you think number 4 is hot or whatever? And then answer all the questions. So what do you think Jam is like? And then let me see what I can find out about Jam from this list of questions that I answered.
Wait, that's so funny. No, Jam Wood sounds like a hippie. The guy playing guitar at the circle would be a bard, but also some kind of like woodsy guy.
Woodsy?
I mean, what,
like lumberjacky?
No,
or you mean like wood spirit?
Wood
like,
spirit.
Yeah.
Wood spirit. Like a, jam wood.
Like a feral
literally,
child.
Literally, jam wood. Yeah, it's just so like
barefoot,
hilarious.
Hippie. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
Like the secret tunnel people almost in Avatar. That little gang of musicians.
It sounds like you're probably pretty on track, except for from what I can understand, it seems like he's a little less like hippie and a little more punk rock. His wise advice is, listen, go break shit, maybe you'll win. So he's an Aries. He's an Aries.
Maybe he'll win.
And also apparently is very hot. That's most of the answers having to do with them are about how they're sexy. Jam Wood. It's
tracks with your NPC.
What's shocking?
Yeah.
That's most of D&D is just being like,
exactly.
And the NPC is hot. Let it be known that this NPC is super hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, I just got an email that was like, happy 17th birthday to your live journal.
Please. Oh yeah, true. Like, why are you here?
And so now I'm here. And I'm reading I used to write really good fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to totally be like in the mix socially.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the internet was a place where you didn't have to be your face. I was like so into blogging.
Same.
I'm like, oh my God, there's literally a post here where I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry, I haven't updated in a while.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah. What? No, same. It was so different. To be, and just like talking to people online, I used to do that so much more.
I literally am like, look at all my friends that I have, all these people that I who the hell is Shelly? I don't know, but I talk about
who
her every post.
Who the hell is Shelly?
I remember Laurel, but I don't remember Shelly.
Who the Shelly? Like, Discord is so cool to teenage me, and I want to get into it. Like, I'm on this Discord server right now that is cool, and I pop in and I'm like,
please,
okay,
you and your gamer headset.
Yeah, literally, I'm on this Discord server, but like it's a good server, but I'm still in the space of like, I don't know how to like talk online to people anymore. But
I feel like I don't want to anymore.
I don't want to.
I don't have the same kind of,
so disengaged,
because I'm not like a suburbanite in my house.
Right, like part of it was the isolation of where I was, but also
now
my
I'm
energy
grown.
And the time it was. Right, I was an
and
adolescent.
Social media is also a different thing.
But Discord is so like this. The thing, something about Discord is like, wow, this actually is what I would have. This is what I loved about the internet when I first started being online. Like, it reminds me of like OG times being online, because there is a level of anonymity, unless you don't want it to be. Like, some people are more open about who they are, but like, it also just feels like, oh my gosh, there's a bird out the window making a little nest, and it has this like big thing of like, it looks like the inside of like pillow casing in its mouth. It was very cute.
Mm.
Just going by. It was huge though. It was like this little bird, and it was just this giant like stuffing in its mouth.
Cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
But also, what a metaphor for something probably.
Oh yeah. I should write a poem
who's
about
the bird
it.
Who's the stuff?
Who's the bird and who's the stuffing? Oh, now it's a little Thanksgiving-y. I don't like that.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But it's layers.
Layers, like a biscuit.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about anonymity, but I also just found letter that I apparently wrote to my dad.
Yikes.
That I just posted on my live journal.
I posted shit like that on my Zanga, too, all the time. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, looking back on it,
so
I'm like,
personal.
I'm so happy it's gone. Yeah. Imagine growing up with Instagram. Now, like, imagine posting
psycho.
That on Instagram.
That's very psycho. I mean, yeah, I will say, like, I'm looking at the comments of this
TikTok.
Post. First of all, there's only 12
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't on like a feed being suggested to people. It's just the people that I like had friended.
But that's like legitimate engagement.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Real, like, these are like, these are 12 real comments. Yeah. These are real comments, mm-hmm. real conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is crazy. Okay. So I had a friend who was like a 30-year-old woman when I was 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. And she thought I was like older teenager. And to uh-huh. her credit, when she found out that I was 13, she was like, I can't be here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? At the time, fine. I was like, wah, but now in retrospect, I'm like,
of course you were, right.
The correct thing to do. And if you hadn't done that, it actually would have been very weird and bad of you to right. keep being my friend. But she commented on this post that I made of this letter that I wrote to my, wrote about my uh-huh. dad. I commented to somebody else being like, wait, where'd it go? Where's the post? I want him to want me so I can turn him down and crush him. And she commented and was like, you will feel that way with at least one boyfriend too. He will utterly break your heart and that feeling of wanting him just so you can reject him.
Whoa.
So be prepared for that. It goes away next time you fall in love, but it goes slowly. That's, which is like, whoa. Thank you for being my 30-year-old friend when I was 12. What a great, yeah. I mean, I obviously didn't remember. I didn't internalize that clearly because
no.
then I went on to date that guy. And
well, but. She wasn't telling it to you to say don't do
to
it.
Say, no, you're
she
right.
said you
just
will
so
do
you know,
it.
Just so you it's gonna happen.
And that is
it's
actually,
not weird. Yeah. You're not crazy.
And to whatever extent you didn't consciously internalize it, I feel like having that message and having the experience of reading that message was internalized.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's because you came out on the, you're not repeating that pattern. Do you know what I mean? Like.
And in the grand scheme of things, I mean, I do feel very lucky that I had this cool 30-year-old
right
she was like God in the comments to this thing she's like at least I'm not old enough to be your mother but little did she know
she was
like my mom's age
uh-huh. and like it makes like you said it's good that she ended the friendship once she realized how old you were
for sure I was very sad but it was the right thing to happen
yeah but and also because of the way online communities work but like in a different if y'all were like in an actual like community of people it would be so nice it's like an auntie you know like yeah
of course
that's
right
so what lovely and wonderful
that's
to have those
dream.
Figures yeah mm-hmm.
yeah but the danger of trying to find that person on the internet
uh-huh mm-hmm. Well right and at that time of the internet too I mean the internet is so it's still such a young thing but also
the baby internet
the babe that was really
that was extremely the baby internet
yeah
wow.
Baby internet.
But I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that I have this repository of, I'm like, wow, what was I doing April of 2007?
Oh my God.
Watching a lot of House.
Same.
I did watch a lot of House.
So much House.
So much. I was, my God, half of these posts are about House.
I must have also been watching a lot of, no, did American Horror Story come out in college?
Oh, that was college.
College.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. House. It was still
that
serial
we
drama.
Gaga society. Yeah, right. When American Horror Story started.
True. Lady Gaga came out when we were in like 2007. Like Bad Romance.
Whoa.
I hated Lady Gaga.
Wow.
From the beginning. I was like, I think her voice is grating. I've never really been pro Lady Gaga.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Same thing with Miley Cyrus. I just find her voice just unlistenable. I don't believe it that people find her to be a good singer, but they do.
I mean, she can.
I just don't like the tenor of it. She can sing, but I'm like, I do not like the tenor of her vocal.
Homophobic.
It probably is.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Do you think she sounds like a man? Ow.
No.
No.
I think.
That was such a weird cultural.
But I don't
era.
Like men
Do
who sing like that
like,
either.
Lady Gaga's a man, and that was like a. That was the meme.
Yeah.
Isn't that so.
A bricky cis girl.
But she isn't.
No.
Which is
she's
like,
just.
It is
she's
like
not.
Actually so.
She's literally 5'2 or whatever. What is her documentary called? She's like blonde
she's
and.
5'2, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
What's that joke that's like a Blasian, a 6'5 guy, uh-huh. a 5'2 girl
yeah.
at a bar who says, oh, at a vegan mm-hmm. who says their thing first?
Oh, true.
You know
who's
I mean?
Like, I'm sure.
Just so you know.
Just so you know, I'm 5'2. I don't eat meat. Yeah. 6'4", like it matters. If it matters.
If it matters.
Seems to be.
I guess
big,
it matters.
I guess it matters. Question mark.
Shut up.
6 feet since you care. You love it. You love that I care.
Right. Of course you do. It makes your life so much easier.
No, she. It is true that people do. I don't. That's so wild that that was the joke. She's just a child.
There's nothing masculine about her vibe, except for that she, I guess, has a. I mean, her. She was less like. She had, I guess, on the average of vocal range or whatever, she was like lower than your Ariana Grande's.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Right. She's not doing.
But she's not even in the Amy Winehouse territory.
Not at all. She's not sultry.
No.
No,
and she's not pop. Mannish. She's just like girls and gays, which is she's literally not girls and gays. Mannish.
No, not at all.
Girls and gays.
It's like the back.
I think it was just because she was doing logic. She was doing womanhood in a way that was like, I don't understand why I'm attracted to this.
Yeah,
it must be gay. There must be something wrong with it.
Right.
I'm disturbed by.
I'm disturbed. So I'm gonna exactly. It's like it. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I actually remember this as well. This, but like, I just had a thought. I just wanted to, like, that occurred to me that this is the prerequisite to like a QAnon thing. Because I remember this as being like a conspiracy thing. Like, there were like conspiracy videos,
what?
Like slow motion of her music videos, like zooming in on like bulges and stuff like that.
Oh my like, God.
It was, like, and it was part of this narrative that, like, yeah, like there's this liberal, like people of color, like
yeah,
influences trying to make all your kids gay and put trans people everywhere and stuff like that. Like I really think, like it just, I'm sorry to like be interrupted.
No, but like the thread to like where we are now legislatively is like, yeah, it's truly.
It's like how everything started when Barack Obama got elected.
About.
Lady Gaga won a Grammy, and then there was a backlash. And now they're banning drag shows. They didn't want to see the girls and the gays win.
They did not want to see the girls and the gays win. RuPaul got one, VH1.
But I'm also like, for all of the trans panic around Lady Gaga, I'm trying to think of like, did she... But she wasn't really doing it for the girls in that way. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, she was doing it for the cis girls and the gays.
She was doing it for the cis girls and the gays, and that's what's so
Which
funny.
Which is so crazy.
That's why white gays TM love her.
Exactly.
But that's
she
the part that I...
She got so much of this transphobia cloud
surrounding
her.
Miley is kind of the same. I mean, Miley's a little bit more for the girls, but like...
But Miley also never, to my recollection, Miley never had the same, like, Miley's a man. Like, do you know what I mean?
No.
It was just very, like, Miley's... crazy
yeah
like, and
she had
drugs.
More of I guess the Lindsay Britney
exactly
vibe,
yeah she had the child star
stuff yeah yeah right she didn't really do it for the girls in that way. Are people she'll say that they're her fans, but it's just different.
It's not the same
I don't know, maybe I'm not in. Someone would fight us on that for sure, but I feel like you just look at the
so
look at her fandom.
Me.
I think the evidence is ultimately there of like she is majority serviced by white gay men.
She's a service by what? By what grounds are you saying this?
She's
slander.
I was talking to Melody yesterday about how I think that a true bisexual is actually the like rarest sexuality of them all. And I've really not met many in my life.
True bisexual.
True bisexual. I still haven't quite figured it
it's
out.
It's like true neutral.
Yeah.
The rarest D&D alignment.
Mm-hmm. It's very powerful.
It's hard to be true neutral.
I do think my friend Nicole might be a true bisexual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Something
her.
About the spirit of her.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Shout out to you, Nicole. True bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Is Nicole a listener? Does she stand?
Yeah.
Hey.
She stands. Yeah. She loves us.
Bisexually.
Nicole.
She stands bisexually.
You know Nicole.
Bisexually Nicole.
Bisexually Nicole. Oh, that should be your solo project.
Yeah.
Your bedroom dream pop album.
Cute.
Bisexually Nicole. She's on tour right now.
Tour.
Everyone's on tour.
When are we gonna go on tour?
Should we do a podcast tour one day?
Yeah,
that'd be cute.
Emotional labor hits the road.
Yeah, we could do it. We could totally do it in New York. That's the thing. That would actually be
That's
the easiest
tour.
Thing to do.
Yeah.
One stop. One stop, New York. You could do Baltimore.
Slash, we could just stop in all of our friends' apartments. And
That's
record,
what I'm saying.
Record
yeah.
podcasts.
Oh, fun! And interview our friends.
Yeah,
it's part of the tour, though.
Yeah. Interview Our Friends.
Interview Our Friends tour.
There's Baltimore. A line from a musical.
We could go to Virginia and go to Richmond.
Queenstown.
Yeah, Virginia, Queenstown. Baltimore, Philly, New York.
There's a line from a musical I like a lot where they're like, we'll get together all our friends and exploit all of their talent.
Yeah.
And that's uh-huh. what we're going to do. That'll be the tagline for our
tour. Well.
Can you talk about the internet?
The internet? I was just saying, hold on. We're going to talk about something else, but we've been talking about the internet.
I know, and there's so much to say.
I feel like we could just keep going about the internet.
Do you know the internet is a series of tubes?
No.
They go through the ocean?
What?
The tubes get clogged up, and that's why your internet goes slow.
Stop.
What?
That's not true.
What?
I can't tell. No. The internet's in the ground, isn't it?
You know that there's ground under the ocean.
Stop.
I know they said that there's water at the bottom of the ocean, but under the water is ground.
Please.
There's ground under the water at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Remove the water.
Please. But do you want to talk about the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, the internet.
I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T. Do you know what that means?
The internet. What do you remember your first encounter?
I remember getting the AOL CD in the mail.
Yeah. You remember. You wanted it. You knew what it was.
You got mail.
God, the door sound. Yeah. Oh.
We should get a soundboard just of AOL sounds.
I would die. I have such Pavlovian responses to it because it was such a highly emotional time. Mm-hmm. And people had their own.
Their customized ones.
So my middle school boyfriend at the time had the like intro to a Linkin Park song.
Of course.
So anytime I hear it, I.
Yep,
yeah, that one.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
And so I just, it's like, you know?
We don't do that anymore as a society. I mean,
I do it to myself.
My boy got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know.
Exactly. Yeah. I do that shit to myself so that
I Pavlov myself.
It's fun. A little bit. But
Pavlov myself today just to see
if I was real.
I Pavloved a man in Reno.
You could do so much on your phone, like to customize it. Like, I dated this person briefly who had everything so customized. Yeah. I was like, I didn't even know the amount of detail you could set this shit.
I was talking to Redacted this weekend about his phone journey, and he had Blackberries until they just stopped making them. I was like, what happened? He was like, they stopped making Blackberry OS, and now I have a Samsung.
Wow.
But he was like, I'm an OG till I die.
Blackberry was
Blackberry
the best.
Blackberry Stan.
Because you could just do custom stuff?
You could just do anything.
Wow.
It was the thinking man's smartphone. I had a BlackBerry.
I was BBMing. How do we bring BlackBerry back?
We can't. It's dead.
But will BlackBerry get a vinyl resurgence?
Did I tell you about that song from the Party Monster soundtrack?
iPhone's got to buy BlackBerry.
It's like, me and my friends, we love to go out, we love to drink, have fun and talk. About Frank Sinatra. Do you know Frank Sinatra?
Uh-huh.
He's dead. Frank Sinatra's dead. And it's just this like groovy house track.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
Frank Sinatra's dead. Anyways.
Hell yeah.
Blackberry's dead. You know Blackberry?
She's dead. Blackberry.
You gotta get that on the soundboard too.
Yeah, she's dead. Fuck. Yeah, the internet. AOL.
The internet is really, really great.
I don't remember when I got it.
You know that song? Somebody's yelling at their phone right now. The internet is really, really great for porn. I've got a good connection, so I don't have to wait for porn.
True.
There's always some new site.
Wait, is this Avenue Q?
All day and night.
Yeah.
Of course it's Avenue Q.
The internet is for porn.
Internet is for porn.
Yeah, that's right. I do know that song. I've never seen Avenue Q, but
I got Avenue Q because the one person on our freshman year floor who everybody hated was like, I have a ticket to Avenue Q that I can't take. Does anybody want it? And I was like, I'll take it.
Fuck yeah.
And I went to the Avenue Q by myself because he's a weirdo who goes to see musicals by himself because his rich parents just sent him money for tickets to go to by himself because he has no friends because he's fucking weirdo.
Wow.
I will say one time he came out while we were all having fun and like being friends in the hallway. And he was like, I care about my sleep more than I care about, and then just cut himself off. Or like any, and then, but it was very clear what he was going to say was, I care about my sleep more than I care about any of you people. And I've thought about that since then. I respect that, honestly. He was a weirdo, but he was right. He was like, I don't give a fuck that you're having fun right now.
Right, please.
I'm trying to sleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
I hate you.
You know what? Live your truth.
Live your truth. It's a good thing he didn't go to Avenue Q because, frankly,
he wouldn't have had fun.
He wouldn't have had fun. He was not that kind of person.
Right.
He didn't have the sense of humor. I mean, Avenue Q is also very mid as far as...
Is it mid?
It's mid.
I was going to say, people loved it when I was like freshman in high school. Like high schoolers loved it.
There's a couple of really good... Like the opening song, What Do You Do With a BA in English, is like... It's kind of like Rent, where it's like, I can see why this hit because there are a couple of songs in here that if you are...
Like generationally or so...
If you're that and you're watching that and you're like, she's just like me for real...
Yeah.
Then I could totally see why these shows really like...
Hit,
mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a time.
What do you do with a BA in English? 4 years of college, plenty of knowledge have given me this useless degree.
Please. Wah, wah, wah. It's such a comment on everything.
Yeah. And there were a couple of really good, I mean, it's a great little Sesame Street parody.
Yeah.
And of course the internet is for porn.
That's the
song. Had to reach way beyond musical because it's funny and
true. If you were
gay,
that'd be okay.
If you were gay,
I'd like you anyway. If you were gay. But I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
Fine. It's okay.
Yeah. What should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys? Why would I care?
I don't care.
Why would I care? I don't care.
But I'm not. Wait.
Classic. Classic. That's also the same. I wish you could meet my girlfriend who lives in Canada. Her name is Alberta. What is it? Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover.
Please. But yeah. Internet. Meeting people online.
Meeting people online.
Dating overseas.
Yeah. My girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Who lives in Canada.
Oh, we were watching Catfish the other day, the show.
Oh, my God. I live in my Catfish era. I never watched it when it was on TV, but I recently got into like a Catfish rabbit hole.
On YouTube. It's so fun. I know I famously told the story of catfishing. Yes. But it's hard. I'm like, people are so lonely because to be able to catfish now is so like...
You have to want to be catfish.
There's too much ability to see the truth.
Which one is Scully's the one who's like, I don't believe. Mulder's the one who's like, I believe.
I can't remember. I almost think it's the opposite. I have seen it, but.
Okay. Well, the one who's like, I want to believe is you're that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get catfish.
Yeah.
You want to believe.
Because when I was doing it, it was AOL time, Wild Wild West internet. You didn't have FaceTime. Phones.
It was feasible to be like, I don't have a
Not
picture of
everybody
me. I can send
had
you.
Webcams. Right. Webcams didn't even come out until later. Like I was taking pictures on my digital camera and then uploading them.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even until maybe seventh grade or something. Like. Who does boats?
Oh, I didn't know they did boats.
Whenever I go there to ride the yachts, they also do sailboats. Now I literally follow a Schooner's meme page now because of them, just to keep up with the boat culture.
You're so.
I'm Pisces. Yeah.
You're like, let me just absorb a little bit of this.
Yeah.
What's your interest?
I want to know.
It's mine. Nice interest. Think I'll take it.
I just want to know. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
I was talking about this with somebody recently too. Uh-huh. I don't have to talk about
Gemini
with,
Moon
with you also, that I'm just really not a curious person in a lot of ways that I really,
which is funny because you are a deeply curious person. Yeah.
But I think I'm intellectually very curious. I'm interpersonally not very curious. I actually love that about me.
True. I'm interpersonally very curious.
I have a lot of curiosity about like the human condition, but like individual people. I'm like, I feel like I don't need to get this.
Yeah.
It's not for me to get. I think I'm pretty good at that. Running / track starring.
No, it's true. I take the route of learning about the human condition through interpersonal. I mean, I'm a freaking therapist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even tarot is a different kind of one-to-one. It is. I have a full-on relationship with people. Yeah. It's relational.
Yeah, I don't.
So. I don't expect people to perspective take of for me like that. Like, I understand that it's like not, that's not, there's so many ways to show friendship and care, but I think that is the thing that people appreciate about me. That is like, I follow this page now because I want to know what you like. I think people think that's endearing, and it is.
Yeah. I love that you copy.
Yeah. It's the highest form of flattery.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I benefit greatly from that, but it's like, I have never felt stagnant as a person. Yeah,
like to surround yourself with people who you're like, I would love to borrow something from
the internet. I feel like
Rainbow Fish, you got some great scales.
Exactly. I feel like the internet is also part of that. Of like, it gives access sometimes too much to like the lens of other people.
That's the problem. We weren't meant to know this many people. Yeah. I don't think my brain would have survived knowing this many people. I don't. And I don't think that, like, I think it's a good thing that, I don't know. I just, like, I look at my live journal and Tumblr from different eras. Tumblr. And I'm like, damn, there's a universe where I could have been one of those girlies who...
Girly.
Some of whom I'm friends with now in adulthood who were like, I became famous at 15 because I was blogging so hard that, like...
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Blog so hard.
Advertisements want to find me.
Yeah.
I'll do Spawn.
Now I'm writing a book.
Yeah, and I feel right, because it's kind of like the child star thing. Internet gave access to this whole new level of celebrity, of like Bo Burnham. You know what I mean? Like, you became so famous so young, and now
he uploaded those videos just to show his family, literally his friends, to be like, "Hey, here's my dumb thing I'm working on."
On a site that nobody I didn't start.
Me at the zoo.
Me at the zoo. That's the other thing, is like, there's a level of if you're being observed, that you change, right?
Yeah, it's called quantum physics, right? Okay, look it up. The waveform collapses,
but
sweetie,
there's also this interesting concept of that intersection of time, of Bo Burnham was being observed by a camera.
Yeah,
that awareness is there, but what wasn't there was the consequence of YouTube, because there was no precedent technically. I mean, television existed, so it's like you can have a fantasy of that, but it's like, not the same. Right. So it's like
the idea now that kids are like, I want to be YouTube famous.
Exactly. Right. It's a different awareness of being perceived, which has greatly impacted how the internet looks, feels, operates.
I would argue it's made it worse.
It has made it worse. There's a level of access to creativity, which is cool. Like tools.
Is TikTok good? Is TikTok bad? People get so big on TikTok so fast, and that's so cool. But is it?
Right. So Bo Burnham, by a lot of measures, is successful. But I felt like his Netflix special, I'm not a Bo Burnham fan. Like, I'm not familiar with his material. Do not come for me.
I still know all of his.
No, but I don't know. But watching the Netflix special alone, or whatever it was, alone in my house. What was it called? Not that I was alone.
I thought you were just saying, I'm watching it alone in my house.
Is it called Alone?
It's called Inside. It's called Alone in My House. It's called Bored in the House, and I'm in the house bored.
Remember Quarantine?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
But he seems deeply sad. So, you know what I mean?
Like, no.
And also,
him?
As someone who just turned 31, I was actually thinking deeply about him the other day, because I was thinking about that song, I'm Turning 30.
In Quarantine.
Yeah, and in Quarantine, which happened to me, but I didn't actually have the reflection of the existential. It was too early. It was actually. I felt the existential reflection this year, because I've lived my 30th year.
Right.
And I thought about that song, and I thought about what it means to, like, be 30, because, and, you know, like, and this expectation, like, for someone like Bo Burnham to be writing that song is, like, you have done so much, and you're having a level of, at turning 30, that is, like, the fantasy is that that would be somehow cured, prevented by what you've
done.
Be
inoculated somehow.
And but actually you seem much worse. And it like brings, I don't know, I just feel very like grateful in a way to take my time to get to a place of like, I do want to do things. Like but what does it mean to get famous like that on the internet and have this expectation now of what you do and how people get locked into an identity? It just feels horrible. It just feels like that's
Andy
terrible.
Warhol would have a field day.
True. The art. The TikTok
the
art.
The 15 seconds of fame of it all.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, I think there's also, to your point, it's like part of the reason why Bo Burnham feels that way is because actually the gag is that that's what it is to be a human. Like if you have, if you're a human being and you have a human body, then like, guess what? You're going to feel bad. You're going to doubt yourself. Right. You're going to have a midlife crisis. There's like actually not a way to prevent that. Cause it is like,
it's part of existential.
It's part of being, it's part of having experience. A nervous system. Your body's always going to be like, what's the worst thing that could happen right now? Right. Am I bad? Am I fundamentally bad?
Uh-huh.
That's a question that I think is really built into the human psyche. And when you stop asking that question is actually when things start to get really bad.
Right.
Like a bad.
Right. Like it's like not bad to have a reflex of like, am I okay?
That's a good thing to ask yourself.
Yeah.
It is a good question to ask yourself. I think a lot of distress comes from, as we are discussing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like being on Instagram and being like, none of these people are asking that question. Like, you know what I mean? Right. The mythology of like, everyone else has it figured out.
Like, is Jeff Bezos asking, am I bad?
No, that's the problem.
He's like, look how lucky
I
am.
He's like, I'm not bad. Justified. Thanks for paying for my penis to go to space.
Excuse me. Literally, he was laughing at us. I'm so sorry. I redact that. I couldn't help it.
What is this? The bodily function hour? God.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. Everybody's got to take care of a need for a second. Having a body.
Gross.
Another appeal of the internet, right? This like space without body.
I mean, I think that's a huge part of why I was so much more prolific in the like LiveJournal Tumblr era than I am in the Instagram era.
Yeah.
Even when I did have an Instagram that I was like using regularly, I guess there was a period of time where I posted a lot of selfies, but it was mostly to my story. Like my actual posts were usually just like stuff.
Memes
and things.
Yeah. No, influencer era is hard.
But I want to exist more out in the world, and unfortunately
Instagram graphic
it does mean that existing more in the internet these days.
Yeah,
it's just such a fucking scam that like having a social life has been fully like the means of having a social life, of producing a social life, have been owned by social media platforms so thoroughly. It's like really rude, and I don't like it.
Well, I'm excited about Substack culture gaining a lot of traction. I think people
Substack feels more like Tumblr.
Exactly. Yeah. Our age group is trying to go back to that live journal writing culture.
We need to go back.
And and there, for what it's worth, we are generally at more resource capacity now, because there is definitely a percentage of people who were using those websites who now have jobs that they want and they can write and they want to write,
right?
Like, for better or for worse.
And they have a different relationship to
But there's still circles of people like that online. So I'm trying to get back into not just posting my newsletter to like put out there, but like
following newsletters,
reading,
participating
people's newsletters,
in newsletter culture,
like getting back to that. Part of it is the time of work and stuff, but like just trying to shift back to writing and getting off of Instagram. Like, I do love meme culture, but I think during retrograde I'm gonna take a serious break from Instagram and just focus on more reading and internet culture.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on
You're not on Instagram.
I'm not
really
on
anymore.
Instagram. I haven't been in a long time. I don't see myself going back anytime soon.
No, that's what I'm like trying
it's
to get to.
Nice.
And I need to put more into my having a business. Instagram is annoying, like getting more into website culture. But part of it is getting other people to get off of Instagram too, of like having to make the appeal of like, you want to come to a website, you want to come to YouTube, actually, like you want to come or to a video or a audio blog, like back to this kind of different format.
Yeah, I don't love the, I mean, there's just like such a poverty of discourse on platforms like Instagram relative to things like, I mean, I haven't been on Tumblr in a long time. I'm sure Tumblr is also pretty devoid of substance these days relative to how it used to be in the good old days. But, you know, I feel like it's not unreasonable to say that, yeah, the internet is bad in general, but it's worse now than it used to be.
The internet is bad in general, but it's worse now than it used to be.
Just that reality that, like, at least it used to be about not about being anonymous, and now it's about very much being yourself. And I think that there's something very psychologically damaging about that.
Yeah, like, personal branding is, like...
Everybody's got to have a personal brand.
Yeah, it is, like, so, like, it's true and also scary. It's like, oh, my God, I need to change my... I need to get out of here. But also, what... The world is shifting. Like, I don't want to be like, there's something about being a Luddite that I admire, but I don't want to be I don't want to be ignorant in a way that I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
But there's an argument to be made that the more deeply you participate in internet culture, the more ignorant you are. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, what is it? Like,
exactly.
5% of America is on Twitter or whatever.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You know, I remember, especially being in New York, I think, and being of a certain age and doing media stuff, there was this time where I remember just being so like, Twitter is the whole world. And like,
right.
It really isn't. It simply isn't. It's actually
it's
very
spectacle.
Small world. Yeah.
It's the parade.
It's a small world.
It's just all the same thing over and over again. That's the part that's just frustrating about it. Of like, of like feeling the need to stay tapped in is actually just like misguided in this way of like, because it's always the same in that. It's like always cycling back for the same fucking things. Like,
I mean, it's all designed to make you think that if you look away for too long, you'll miss something important.
It.
Yeah.
You won't,
There's nothing important there. Having been off Instagram for as long as I have, I can say. I mean, that being said, there are definitely, like, I'll log in once every month or so just to skim a little bit. And when I do, I usually do find things that I'm like, oh, I'm glad I saw this. Like,
well, that's the part that is like, it's not because it's now because the platform is what it is. There's a access to people that I only have access to through this way. And I
people,
want
people, institutions, like... Just knowing what, I mean, it reminds me of Facebook in college, you know what I mean? Where it's like all of the events, all of the everything. It's all, that's where you find out where stuff is going on.
But again, more of those people are making Substacks. More of those people are having websites. And that's the thing that is like, actually, I want to start doing the work of intentionally engaging with my media. Like, that is the problem, is Instagram isn't fulfilling it anyway all the time because I'm just scrolling sometimes. And it's like, I want to be intentional with everything I'm engaging with online, and I cannot do that on Instagram because now they also feed you ads within posts, inside stories. Like, it's just so dysregulating.
Yeah. It's not a good place to be. It's not a good place to spend your time.
It's not. And I think being part of a culture of, it's like also the thing of like, I am not going to appeal to people on Instagram because I don't know, because I'm not, you know, it's like the thing of like, I actually, for my business, I mean, like having an Instagram business, and why for some people, like artists, for example, it's like, I'm not a visual artist. Like, the Instagram platform isn't helping me in that way. It's a platform to get out there, to post infographics. We have infographics culture now, you know, it can be an educational tool, but at the end of the day, it's like, where do you actually find people? Not Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I've shifted away from thinking of Instagram as a, in any way, educational tool, to just like, this is for marketing. Like, this is
marketing.
For like getting the word out, you know? But I think the reality is that like, there's a, because of the kind of the
Have
ways in which Instagram is designed, especially for the kind of work that I do, it just feels very like, I'm like, it feels very fake to try and use this platform as a way to advance the work that I'm doing, when a lot of things about how this platform are designed are really antithetical to like the stuff that I do and believe in, you know? It's like, a big part of why I don't use Instagram is because I'm like, ooh, my human brain and body are not meant to interact with this. Like, this is a bad idea. This seems like it's very specifically taking advantage of my worst nature. Like, I shouldn't be here. And therefore, it feels weird for me to be like, but this is a place other people should be to engage with my material in a meaningful way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I see it more as a thing of like, this is a place for me to get people off of my Instagram into either a class or, like you said, I'm really focusing more on like doing more one-on-one work and, getting more people onto the newsletter as opposed to Instagram, because a newsletter is a place where you can, I mean, a long form article, essay, whatever, mm-hmm. is infinitely more useful as a way of communicating, especially mm-hmm. when it's like the way people interact with a newsletter and the way they interact with an Instagram post is so different. Even mm-hmm. if someone gets something out of something I posted on Instagram, it's like, okay, cool. So you paused mm-hmm. for like 15 seconds out mm-hmm. of a 3-hour doom scroll session mm-hmm. and had like a little sparkle of dopamine that you got from my post.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to be the primary or like exclusive way that people are interacting with the stuff that I'm doing, because I don't think that's actually making people's lives better.
It's not, no.
I think it's like it can be a hook into doing the things that will make your life better. But I don't think that, as much as I say like and subscribe, you know what I mean?
But
I don't
you think can that stay like stuck in the cycle of that. I try to use my, at this point, I just use it to repost other people who are content creators that mm-hmm. actually do utilize the platform in a more meaningful way, that create tools that get people off of Instagram. You know what I mean? Like more creative tools. But like, yeah, it's like, what is the internet for now? Like how to use
for
it
porn.
Now? Porn is also interesting as it intersects with Instagram right now and sex work and how people can...
And the internet.
There's so much access now to for sex workers and for porn in getting paid for it. And then there's also still so many ways to just get it for free and never think twice about it.
And we just live in such nightmare capitalism mm-hmm. world that it's like, it's really hard to have conversations about online sex work.
Yeah.
When it's like... without addressing the huge gun to everyone's head of mm-hmm. of late stage capitalism mm-hmm. hellscape nightmare mm-hmm. you know.
Is there another Fast and Furious?
Yeah,
that's sick.
I think so.
Yeah,
or wait, did 10 already come out?
I fucking don't know.
I never saw Hobbs and Shaw or any of those.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that Korean show that we started watching, that's just like all the buffest people in Korea, physical 100, just like competing in these physical challenges, mm-hmm. is more or less what I got out of, like, the reasons I wanted to see Hobbs and Shaw. I feel like that need is satisfied by watching physical 100. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm just like, whoa, so strong. Wow.
So strong.
It's a great viewing experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta watch that show. I loved it. The bits
delightful.
I saw.
Delightful.
Yeah. Delightful. The internet is for finding cool videos, for sure.
I mean, it is very interesting seeing the, like, psychology of all of these buff people being like, oh, I seen you on Instagram. Like,
true, these micro celebrities.
Like, oh my God, this like YouTuber is here. Ah!
I had an experience similarly recently where I was in a room with a lot of Instagram celebrities. And I was like, this is wild. It's just like a, it's also like, it's just interesting. That, I mean, a different kind of society.
If Redacted happens, then I'm going to be in a lot of those rooms.
Literally,
which
exactly.
Could be very spooky.
Well, we also have a friend who's literally a movie star.
Literally.
And that's like so funny. It's like, what?
Literally. She's like, Morgan Freeman is my grandfather.
Everyone go see a good person.
A bad person.
With,
I think the gag is that she's a bad person, guys.
Yeah.
Is it another white woman alcoholic movie?
I think so.
What's up with that?
Our friend is not the white woman alcoholic.
No.
Go Celeste.
She's Morgan Freeman's granddaughter. But what is up with that? Why is that such a, like, why is media so obsessed with the white woman alcoholic right now?
Because it's
girl
replacing
boss?
The new, it's the new white man. You know
is
what I mean?
Is it girl boss?
Yeah. It's just masculinity and patriarchy with a feminine face. It's feminine, you know, white woman ideology, which both appeases
with a big bottle of wine.
It appeases the neoliberal agenda of like feminism, girl boss, while also fueling the resentment of fascism to then fuel their agenda of like, see, look. And then you get these Instagram infographics of body language about how men are cucks now to women.
Yeah.
And you can see based on these like lines and stuff. So, you know.
Well, that's true.
Right.
Do you see that one that was like someone doing that to the Rihanna ASAP Rocky cover? And then someone retweeted it and was like, fellas, is it gay to get Rihanna pregnant twice?
Literally. Like, it's giving in The Sopranos season one. It's it's gay to eat pussy, and yeah. the whole fight mm-hmm. is about how gay revealing that pussy. The one guy eats pussy and it undermines his power. And it's like, how is it gay to eat pussy?
Yeah.
How is it gay to eat pussy?
It's very gay.
What the fuck?
Gay.
Y'all are gay.
Gay.
You all are so gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly.
Yeah.
Silly. Schizophrenic.
And that's how you end up with dudes on the internet.
Yeah.
Cybering each other. Trying to be girls. Because they just want to be pretty girls.
They just want to be pretty girls. The internet.
So they can have sex with their bros.
The internet has just made a lot more pretty girls.
Just tell the truth.
I will say.
That's true. VR chat, anime girl, mm-hmm. supremacy. It's true.
Oh,
there's like in some place in Sicily, there's a like a old dialectical way to call someone like a dumbass.
Uh-huh.
It's bachanikyo, which means like someone who eats pussy, like who's like so dumb that they like lick the pussy instead of fucking it. Type thing like that's
you dummy.
My God,
you fool.
Yeah.
That's so like
just
what?
My little contribution.
Mm-hmm. Misogyny runs deep.
Yeah.
And how that makes people so weird.
Boys just want to kiss boys.
Right. Let everyone
the boys kiss.
Let the boys kiss. Let the boys kiss. The internet has a lot of wait, what is it called? The anime when it's boy for boy. Cute boy for boy.
Yaoi.
Because Yuri is for cute girl for a cute girl.
G for G. Well, those are both the pornographic denotations.
Well, that is what I was kind of
Albert.
Thinking of.
So raunchy.
I know.
I have a review of Brokeback Mountain on here.
Huh.
It's very long.
Wait, on your, where?
On my...
On your live journal?
On my live journal.
Yes.
And I was like, this movie is amazing.
I watched that movie for the first
time.
Made
me cry so many times.
In quarantine with you.
That's so funny. I forgot about that. That it was your first time.
That was my first time.
First time?
First time. Yeah, it was my first time. And
Heath
I just
Ledger really acted his ass off.
Yeah, he did.
He said, I'm acting.
Hey.
I'm acting. I'm gay.
Uh-huh.
I'm acting.
You gonna read it?
No, it's so long. I was gonna play that voice post.
Oh my God, wait.
I don't know what this is. I haven't heard it since November 24th, 2006. It could be so bad.
Well, we'll cut it if it's horrible. If it's cancelable, we'll just
cancel. It's just me.
Bleep it out.
It's my white women extermination plan.
I was
thinking,
you talking about how much you hate white women and Lana Del Rey. I'm coming for them.
In Minecraft.
Please.
Okay, let's see here.
It's probably really cute and funny.
How do I make it?
If it's sad, we'll stop.
How do I make it better?
Seeing as I'm in a bit of a Christmassy mood after getting my paid LiveJournal account from Amarin Rose, thank you very much. I just thought, I'm in a really holiday mood, and I just got this great gift, and I want to share that with my F-list. So, F-list...
My F list.
Prepare
your fans.
Yourself.
My friends list.
Oh.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
Yeah.
Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. So bring us a figgy pudding.
Yeah.
Bring us a figgy pudding.
Pudding.
Bring us a figgy pudding.
Sounds better than it probably
cup
tastes.
Cup of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go until we get
oh, yeah, some. You're
we
protesting.
Won't go until we get
when do we want it? Now!
So
bring that shit right here. Come on.
We wish you a Merry
there we go. One
after
more time.
I threatened
we
you.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Incredible. Wow. You were in a Christmassy mood.
I was in a Christmassy mood because I just got this great gift from Amber and Rose.
That's so cute. Oh my God.
Anyway, so that was from...
What year? 2006?
2006. So what is that?
Wow.
I was 13, 12. Yeah.
You sounded so child.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to give this gift to my Effler.
Oh my God. Adorable.
Anyways.
I'm interested in the Heath Ledger review, though, but I hear that it's long.
It's very long. Right. It's like a full... It's a novel.
You'll have to screenshot some highlights.
Some highlights, and I'll post true.
It. Yeah.
Oh, and then I can also post this. Here, I'll show you. The friends only. I posted a picture of my hand that said, stop. This is for my friends only.
Please, don't look at this if you're don't not look at my this if friend. You
are not my friend. If you're not my friend.
Get out of here.
And then I had all these.
Yeah, I need a screenshot of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a screenshot of that.
Yeah. You're gonna need to send me a screenshot of that.
I'm gonna need a screenshot of that.
Exactly. It's gonna be the cover.
But yeah, everyone loved my song.
That was cute as hell.
They were like, go off, Figgy Pudding. Wow, a review of The Butterfly Effect.
Oh my God, I loved that movie when it came out.
Most people know Ashton Kutcher is the idiot from That 70s Show and the smart ass from Punk'd. This is the first serious role I've ever seen him in, and it was fucking amazing.
It was fucking
If nothing
amazing.
Else, see this movie for Ashton Kutcher, because this movie is the first time I've ever felt compelled to respect him.
Wow. That's how I felt
My
too.
God. It's a very sassy 12-year-old.
What prose, though?
God.
It felt like he was, like, a serious actor in that movie. I'm sure it doesn't hold up.
But he was trying really hard.
But also, it was a really traumatic movie.
You have to respect that. Oh, my God, it's so fucked up. Did you see the ending where he kills himself?
Yeah.
In the womb?
Yes, and we watched a video essay about it or something. We were recently talking about it. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot how fucked up that movie was.
Can some super fan go pull the audio from whatever episode we were talking about this?
Please. Oh, I don't think it was an... I don't think we recorded.
Oh, I see.
I think it was just us being us, but...
Please. From my Brokeback Mountain review.
Please.
Their wives, played by some chick whose name I can't remember, and the Princess of Genovia.
Wait, that's hilarious. Because when I watched it...
The Princess of Genovia.
I remember specifically saying, I wish I had had the experience of watching this before Anne Hathaway was Anne Hathaway. Because now when I'm watching it, it's kind of absurd.
It's like Anne Hathaway, right.
But I bet it was so cool before she was Anne Hathaway.
The Princess of Genovia has her boobs out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is... It's so long. I literally just went scene by scene, basically. And was like, and then this part was great. 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 Yeah. Great movie. Cinema. It was definitely my most highly rated film in my... You know, I used to be a movie critic.
I know, yeah.
This was before that. I was just doing this for fun.
Mm-hmm.
While you were sucking and fucking, I studied the blade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stop ringing. Okay.
It sounds so outside. It's so crazy.
It's spooky, right? The bells.
The bells.
It's a good transition.
It is. Did you use LimeWire?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were the days. I can't believe I used to... I felt so hacker when I was a kid. I feel like now I feel so idiot, but...
Yeah.
Like, I just don't
know. No, I felt very hacker.
Yeah.
I got a lot of video games that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom would not pay for video games.
Yeah.
So I was like, I guess that... You remember that?
That's how I watched The L Word.
Do what you want because a pirate is free. You are a pirate. Mm-hmm. Got that a couple times.
Yeah. Got all my music from there, for sure.
Yeah. The internet.
I had a boyfriend in college who used a website. Pirate Bay, maybe? Another website to get all of his music.
I use Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
After LimeWire.
Yeah.
Probably use Pirate Bay for video games, actually, because that had more of that. LimeWire is more for music.
He was so good at it. He, like, followed a thread, and, like,
He would download albums and organize them in this way in his Apple Music immediately. Like, he was so meticulous about it. It was, like, so soothing to watch. He was such a sociopathic person in that way. Taurus. Probably, I don't know what his other placements were, but probably some Virgo or something in there.
Yeah. What's up with Earth signs?
I love Tauruses for some reason.
Yeah.
They kill me.
I apparently do because I'm surrounded by them.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, I hate you.
Yeah. I found that I'm surrounded more by Leos now, which is nice. It's more my vibe.
I think the most consistent trend in my life is fixed signs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just have a lot of... because I can respect a fixed sign.
Yeah. True.
Say what you mean.
Leos,
stand for something.
Leos, Sagges, and...
Geminis?
Yeah, I just have Gemini placements a lot. Of those people in my life, generally speaking.
One of my favorite exes.
And then obviously
Gemini.
Aries. Aries placements, and I always get on because mm-hmm. Aries for Aries. But yeah.
I feel like I'm very hit or miss with how much I get on with other Leos. Mm-hmm.
I used to feel so much less into Leos. I think I just had met a slew of not into... But I always had Leo risings
me,
in my life.
Baby.
Always had Leo risings around, but yeah. Yeah, true. You were my first Leo... Not my first Leo friend. Josh was my Leo friend first. But you were my, like, Leo friend that opened the door to, like, all Leos.
Yeah.
Now I'm, like, surrounded by Leos.
Come with me.
And you'll see.
World of lions.
Pure imagination. True.
Lions everywhere.
Yeah.
Lions, gold jewelry, mirrors, flowers. Easy.
Do you think that the internet will be gone one day?
I hope so.
You won't.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Someone's going to cut that cable into the ocean.
Please.
Bring the whole thing down.
Stop.
There's a great episode of The IT Crowd, which is a UK sitcom about, like, an IT department at a big corporation where they, like, have to give a presentation, and they're like, no one here understands anything about computers. Let's just bring this little box, and we'll say that it's the internet, and just be like, this box is the internet. And then there's this whole bit about, like... Oh no, the internet got broken or something. I can't remember how the episode goes. But I just remember very vividly the idea of, like, this box is the internet. And being like, I would believe that if someone just was like, this box is the internet. It's all right here. I'd be like, yep.
Yeah, I understand nothing. Mm-hmm. Keep it safe, I guess. It's like your social security card. For some reason, you gotta hold on to your whole fucking life. It's all right here. Keep it safe.
Keep it safe.
Keep that internet safe. No, but I mean, I wonder what the likelihood is of a satellite fucking crashing or breaking. That's so much satellite trash up there controlling the internet and GPS and shit, you know?
I mean, I think it's hard to, like, unring the bell of the internet existing.
Exactly.
But I do think that there will come a point at which internet access is just not as... I mean, remember back in the day when it was like, what if someday... Like, I remember moving to New York around the time that those, like, city Wi-Fi things went up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, anywhere in the city, you can just have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And it was so like, wow. Like, someday the world is going to be like this, where just anywhere you go, it just is... Where Wi-Fi is just, like, in the air that we breathe.
The first time
Now it feels the opposite. Now it feels like someday this is going to be something that only like 5 people are allowed to have access to.
Well, we are at the point where you have internet anywhere basically on your phone, and it's easier to access even when you travel, but it did used to be a little more.
But that's if you have a phone, you know,
if you have
that you're paying for.
Exactly.
I mean, like, this was like what if the internet was just available for everyone all the time?
Well, right, like when there were like LAN cafes and stuff more.
Yeah.
I wonder how popular that is, like, in other places, though, still or not.
Internet cafes are still a thing.
Yeah. But, like, I remember they were really a big thing when I was in Europe in, like, 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. But also, I was, like, paying for payphones. Like, it was a whole
different
I didn't
era.
Have a cell phone, you know.
Different
it was
era.
A whole thing. But when I went again in 2000 and, like... Between 2014 and 2017, somewhere in there. Maybe in 2015. Literally, I saw Lana Del Rey in concert. But, in Belgium. But that was the first time I encountered the internet everywhere. So, like, you could use your phone. I did have a smartphone. I didn't have an iPhone, but I did have some kind of smart device. I think we also had an iPad, maybe, that you could buy internet time, and there was just internet everywhere, and you just
could buy
time and be online. So that was the first time I ever encountered it, and I was like, same thought.
This is the future.
That shit is cool. And kind of like locally, I guess, like my phone functions the same way, kind of. But it, you're right, it's not the same. It's the different kind of access. And it was still gatekept by money. Like, this wasn't like a, there wasn't a level of it that was free, you know, and the free one was probably bad. And it, and there were some areas where it wasn't as good, which is an access problem, right, too. You know, like that still existed, but it really helped me get around. But I was still using paper maps and stuff, you know, but like paper tickets. Like now everything would be probably on my phone, you know. I would still probably use a paper map. I like paper maps, but when I'm traveling, I don't know if I want to totally corny. Rely on the internet. Yeah. It's helpful.
It is corny.
Tabs is dystopian thing. Uh-huh. Like internet cafes are still super popular in East Asia, particularly.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And other places too. When I was in China, like they were really nice. Like yeah, lounge chairs, super comfortable, like crazy state of the art setup. You can get food delivered inside to your chair.
Well, you know? Yeah.
Like, and it was for like a ridiculously cheap like rate, like cheaper than a hotel or like any place to stay. So there are a lot of people who sleep in internet cafes because it's the cheapest like comfortable place you can pay to sit, you know what I mean? So there's that aspect of it too, like, you know, on the one hand people who are like, you know, in the culture, in the addiction, that they spend weeks there at a time, but also you know, people who, yeah, that's the only affordable place for them to be able to like sleep on a soft place.
Yeah, no, right, it's such a different, yeah, because the only, like, even you saying they were like really nice, you know what I mean, like the ones I encountered, again, this was like 2006 in like Paris, and they were like, they were fine, but like they were kind of like not the cleanest, not the greatest. I don't know what it was like there. If people would, I don't know if they were like that, but that makes sense. That, yeah.
Just in China, like the, that makes sense. Like the thing I just felt compelled I need to clarify too. Yeah. This is all because of state capitalism, not
right.
Because of whatever alleged communism. You
know what I mean? No. Right. Right.
But
yeah, they have a. Yeah.
Everything's made in China still. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or in countries that are very proximate and accessible to China. So it's like, you know, you don't have to pay shipping fees for everything that you.
True.
Every constituent part, every.
Everything.
Everything's even assembled in China too. You know what I mean? So all stuff is cheaper, like access to equipment, like all. Like on an industrial level.
Right, the labor of it is cheaper.
It's just crazy. Like, yeah, they're. I was just telling Halen a couple of days ago, a friend of a friend was talking to me. He went abroad in Canada for a while. Mm-hmm. He was an architecture student, and there's some big industrial machine that, like, every time they use it, costs the university, like, $200,000 or something.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just because, like, yeah, the parts and the, like, ingredients and, you know, energy costs and all that stuff. And he had like three in his high school or something that they could just use freely, you know what I mean? Like in his
because college, it was just know? There, yeah.
Yeah, like just the access is so radically different. You know? Not to say that there aren't still like all the horrible disparities of capitalism.
It's just like where the access is, you know, abundant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. No, that's like, yeah, like the culture of internet and how it intersects with the culture of capitalism and your environment. Like, what are you using the internet for? Why are you online?
Right.
Like, I feel like a lot of people who are, like, part of the reason why sometimes I'm not online as much is there is, like, a level of choice I have of, like, I don't have to be, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I have access and also obligations. But there are circumstances where it'd be, like, actually, the reason, like, we were talking about, I was online so much is because when I was in middle school, bored and lonely, you know, or if it's like the isolation of capitalism and what I have access to, what's abundant here, you know, fucking nice ass internet cafes. It's wild. What is, also thinking about Canada just made me think about VPNs. Because it's, like, kind of funny. It's, like, funny to me that you could just, like, get a VPN and watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. That is because I'm here and not in Canada or whatever. Like, that's how I used to watch The Nanny. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, what is that? That's silly. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah. We live in silly times.
But like, what? Did you ever get? I remember my friend Corey. He was downloading a lot of material, I guess, like movies. He was always downloading movies and shows and stuff. But he got letters in the mail that were like,
he got.
He didn't get got, but he got a little got because I forgot this would happen. Like, your internet provider would send you a letter like hey,
we know what you're up to.
And he got those like 2 times. And it was like a problem because he was like, you know, he's like 18. His parents are his parents and they were Mormon. So there's also that disconnect of like, I'm smarter than you about what the internet is. Like, you don't even understand what I'm
doing. No idea what
I'm
doing.
You can't stop me. Like, like, what are you going to fucking do about it? You know what I mean? But for downloading movies, you wouldn't download a car.
What if I could?
Well, now we 3D printing. I would.
3D print a car.
I'll 3D print a fucking car. That sounds sick. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Download a car in the metaverse.
In Minecraft. Yeah, in the metaverse. Metaverse is the next... Is that where it's going?
Metaverse doesn't mean anything.
Or, I mean, like VR?
No.
Good. It's weird. Being online and watching videos of people in those spaces, it's like, this is wild.
Like, it's going somewhere in the sense that I think there is an inevitable kind of intoxication to, like... It's just a sensory... It's very Brave New World, you know what I mean? Like, when you can really plug into somebody's visual and, like proprioceptive senses like that, you can really... Mm-hmm. It's too powerful of a thing for it to not be a thing, much like AI shit, you know what I mean? But I don't think that... I don't think that we're going to be living in the metaverse in our lifetime.
Good.
I don't want that. No. I don't think anybody wants that.
I don't know. I would hope, but I don't know.
Everyone just is being like, it'll be like Ready Player One, but that's not what it'll be like.
No.
That's not how it's going to work.
Did you ever watch... You never watched Serial Experiments Lane?
No. I didn't get it.
Yeah. You watched it. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to rewatch it. I think the first time I watched it, I appreciated it. I, like, got it, but I was also, like... There's, like, a really deep culture around it, and I think I was, like...
Not totally.
I was snobby about it in a way that I was, like, I should, like, rewatch it and be more open to that. I don't know why I was so, like, about it, but... Because there was a lot of layers to it, and I did like it. Yeah. I love the music so much from it. And I did like it visually a lot, too. It was very dark. I think that's the problem. Yeah. Like, I need to watch it again, but it's, like, it's dark. And I feel like the message in it is so, like, ugh, it's so... The thing that I thought was wild is when it was made and then being like, wow, how predictive. Like, the mood and aesthetic of it is so now in this way that feels so, like, powerfully.
They were
like,
tapped into something.
They were very tapped in. But they're, you know, I don't know what context they were coming from.
You know, just based on what I appreciate about both of them, what I think is a great parallel to Serial Experiments Lane, or, like, an avenue towards understanding it, is Better Call Saul.
Like, oh,
it's,
yeah?
It gives very, like, Better Call Saul vibes to me, especially, like, those opening black and white sequences.
Interesting.
Where, you know, in Serial Experiments Lane, there's this visual motif of all the shadows are, like, this blood red. Like, it's very kind of, like, a gruesome, but like, light and subtle, like, watercolorish depiction of like shadows and light and stuff like that, but it's very sinister, you know what I mean? Like, there's this very like bleak and sinister vibe, like the kind of expectation or like who all the characters are and the social fabric that's kind of revealed by how they act and how they think and what they say. Like, it's kind of it's painting this just kind of picture of a social condition, I think, in a similar way.
That isolation.
Yeah. But through more of a like a story of like tragedy and like existential crisis, as opposed to like a like thriller sitcom style,
right?
Like suspense thing, the way Better Call Saul is.
Sitcom boss.
And his brother too, literally having this, like, his condition being something about technology is so fascinating too to consider, and like the argument there of the energy of, I don't know, that it reminds me of Lane in that way, of like this comment on just technology as an energy and how it functions, but also his, again, the reality of things. I don't know, I haven't finished Better Call Saul, and I need to. I love Better Call Saul.
Two seasons behind, I think.
Oh yeah, I need to sit down and rewatch the whole thing, because I have no interest in rewatching Breaking Bad. Like, I love Breaking Bad when I watched it, but like, I get it. I love Jesse. I love like the aesthetic of like Jesse, but like, I have no interest in rewatching it, and I'm a Sopranos fan, so now it's like I just watch The Sopranos. Like, I don't want to watch Breaking Bad, but I love Better Call Saul. It's a better show to me.
Agree to disagree about appreciating Breaking Bad, like, at all.
Well, I mean, when I watched it when I was so,
most overhyped.
I watched it when I was, you know, yeah. I liked it when I watched it, but it's like, whatever, you know.
Watched
what
it
mean?
At the time.
Yeah, I watched it when it came out. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, local, late breaking Breaking Bad.
I didn't watch it until like after the 6 years of hype about it. It's like the greatest thing that's ever been made. Then I watched it, I was like, this is shockingly mediocre.
We should do an episode about hype. No, and that's what's funny is Better Call Saul is like, the character Saul, quote unquote, exists because of Breaking Bad, but like, this show is so much more about the way it is, the characters. It's so different. I love it. But I would love to rewatch both those shows now and think about these connections. Connections, the internet.
The internet.
Are you connected?
True.
Or are you alone?
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
Scary.
How are you for time?
Hour 15.
Should we start to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
So, what's the wrap up?
We talked about the internet.
Well, we talked about the internet
and our time online. I guess just be careful. You know what I'm saying? Like,
watch out.
I don't know. It's just changing all the time, and
it's bad for your brain, I think.
Yeah, screen time is important to... I mean, I'm a shit about this, so I gotta figure it out, too. But, like, you know what I mean? There are other things.
A never-ending dance to figure out how to exist on the internet, I think.
It's gonna hurt to retrain your brain to not use Instagram. It's just, like, there's gonna be a level of challenge to it, but you gotta try.
But I'm here to say that it's on the other side. It can be okay.
Yeah,
it can be okay. You can always go back. It'll still be there.
You can certainly always go back.
You might be surprised how little you want to.
I actually do have a PSA about that I think is really kind of on the nose. This is like a little fun scientific fact that I heard like years ago that I think is really useful to, you know, stay mentally healthy. So, you know that feeling when you're waiting for a pot of water to boil or something, or you're waiting for a bus and it's just like, just excruciating boredom, like it hurts, it's so boring. Like, you know, in the same way that your brain has cycles, like it needs to sleep to stay healthy, it has other cycles throughout the day. And that's one of them, and it's really important for your brain to be able to, like, you know, manage its loads and, like, not, you know, run into a bunch of problems. And so, you know, once into the, you know, especially, like, the smartphone era where the second that feeling starts to come on, you can hyperstimulate yourself. You know, you're constantly interrupting that really important part of your brain's cycle. And so I think that's really useful to know, and I think that also speaks a lot to, you know, how monumental of a difference things like meditation can make to people in like capitalism. You know, it's like, because you're always deprived of that. You're never allowed that, you know, space to just, you know, let your brain do its thing, except when you sleep after revenge procrastinating way too long.
After installing
Yeah, so turn this podcast off.
Turn us off.
Be bored.
Go be bored. Go be bored. Yeah, true. Make art. Be bored and make art. You know what I mean?
Like, lay around. Hang out with your pets.
Yeah, maybe get a plant. It's almost spring. Get a plant.
It's just about to be that time.
Yeah, it's about that time. I got two plants the other day to get off the internet. I got two plants.
Get my home.
We gotta go get some herb stuff. We should go to Ace together soon.
Still have some seeds from last season. Should start some of those.
Probably be nice on Saturday.
Yeah.
Market Ace.
Well, folks, it's been grand.
Yeah, get off the internet and go outside.
Go outside.
Touch grass.
Bye. Touch grass. Bye. Bye, touch grass.
Touch grass. Bye. Smoke it too.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Emotional Labor. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. We love hearing from our listeners, so shoot us a message at hey, that's hey with three Y's, at emotionallabor.co. You can also follow us on Instagram at e.mo.shun.al.lay.bor to keep up with our latest episodes and projects. Until next time.